Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
People get really passionate about negative reviews, and we're here to tell you that you should get passionate about positive reviews instead.
Yes.
Because people don't leave positive reviews enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a good experience somewhere, make sure you leave a positive review, whether it be online, whether you write them an email, whether you go old school and write them a letter.
Yeah.
For you kids listening, a letter is something that's actually on paper. Paper was this thing that we used to write on back in the day. It would take too long to explain. But write a good review.
Mm-hmm.
How awesome is it for us personally when we're sitting here and someone texts us at 306-938-0963 saying, hey, you guys are doing great.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen that often. But when it does, hey, day made.
I print it off, hang it on the fridge at home. It's the best.
I bought a frame. It's framing in my house right now. The one good review that we've gotten in 3.5 years. Oh, it was a special day. But like, leave more positive reviews. It's such an awesome feeling getting one. And you should spread the love and give mm-hmm. more positive reviews and let people have that feeling. Now, don't just go tossing around positive reviews for the sake of doing it.
Yeah.
Like, don't give someone a good review if they don't deserve it. Then it's just like those participation trophies and ribbons that kids get.
Yeah.
Choked on my own spit there for a while.
Wow.
I'm just so passionate about positive reviews. But that's the thing. Like, it just feels so awesome. And you can be the difference between someone having a bad day and a good day.
Well, can you imagine your manager coming up to you and being like, hey, Stacy, someone just sent us an email and said you were awesome with them yesterday about mm-hmm. this thing, that thing, whatever. That feels really good. And
it's very,
like you said, it's so easy to do that. You mm-hmm. don't have to, it doesn't have to be long and elaborate. It just has to be quick and simple. It's passing on positivity. And like you said, too, we need way more of that.
I think it's really important because of all the negative stuff online right now.
Oh,
not
yeah.
just online, but everywhere. It's a negative atmosphere in the world right now. And if you can just start slowly going from negative to positive, you're going to notice a huge difference, not just with you, but everyone around you. So positive reviews. This is just our way of saying, hey, everyone, compliment us more because we're
no.
very insecure.
I like to do a few characters that I've been working on for a long time.
Even when they're bad, they're still kind of good. It's time for some impressions with Stacy and Clayton.
Here's my impression of your mom when one of your friends would call the house. Kevin! Phone!
Here's my impression of someone reading the comic strip Dilbert. Well, that wasn't funny.
Here's my impression of a veterinarian talking to Garfield's owner, John Arbuckle. Yeah, you really shouldn't be feeding your cat lasagna every day. That's just common sense, John. I mean, you're 43 years old, man. You have to know that's not good for the cat. Also, you might want to consider taking your dog to obedience classes. He's a complete moron.
And here's my impression of someone who doesn't like mayo accidentally eating a sandwich with mayo on it when they specifically asked for no mayo.
Oh,
you've probably seen that clip of the Zamboni in Rochester, New York, going up in flames, like mid-lap. Long story short, this Zamboni driver is just starting to do his thing, and then boom, fire. And
yeah.
we're not talking little fire, like the whole Zamboni goes up in flames. Now, does this guy jump off? No. He continues to drive the Zamboni off the ice because he's worried that if he just leaves it, it's going to explode and the whole rink will catch on fire. So he drives it off the ice.
What
while it's on fire. Like,
and it's like totally melting all the ice behind
mm-hmm.
him. Just
now, here's where the story gets interesting, because I read this story yesterday and then I read it again this morning to kind of refresh myself about it. And I noticed that there was a disclaimer at the start of the story, a correction, if you will. I'm just going to read it word for word here. A previous version of this story incorrectly stated that the vehicle was a Zamboni. The story has been corrected to reflect that it was an Olympia-branded ice resurfacer. Oh, thank you for that correction. You couldn't understand it with Zamboni. Zamboni? Oh, do you mean ice resurfacer? Oh, gotcha.
That's what I call them always in conversations, is an ice resurfacer.
Because technically, Zamboni is a brand name.
No one says, hey, pass me a facial tissue.
Right?
They say Kleenex.
We all have that one friend that loves to call us out on that. Hey, can you pass me a Kleenex? Don't you mean face tissue? I'm so smart. Oh my goodness. Don't you guys like me? No, we don't, Daryl. No, we don't. You make that joke 900 times a year and it's not funny. But like, really? Did you need to make this correction?
But you know
ice
what's funny?
Ice resurfacer.
Clearly, Olympia saw the story and they were like, ha! That's one of ours that is on fire. Let's make sure they refer to us properly. Which, if you think of it, is bad marketing? Good marketing? I don't know.
That viral, that viral video that everyone's watching of our product going up in flames, we need to make sure people know. You know you're old when...
Can I just do a disclaimer? We're doing a lot of these lately.
Yeah, because we're old.
It's happening fast.
Super old. You know you're old when... You shame people for their tire decisions. We're talking tires on cars. You know you're old when you feel the need to slip into someone's conversation about winter tires and when they're putting them on and shame them on their decision. I'm now old because I have done this. I'm putting my winter tires on later today.
October 16th.
Super early. I know, but that's the thing. You know you're old when you put on those winter tires super early, right?
Just in case.
No, you don't do it just in case. You do it so you can shame other people. You're like, oh, you're not putting your winter tires on yet? Good luck trying to get an appointment when the first snowfall comes.
Yeah.
See, I'm smart. I already put on my winter tires, so I don't have to worry about it. First day of snowfall, I'm good to go. But yeah, you do you. Okay, yeah. Your funeral, bud. Your funeral.
You're probably also the person then who will shame someone like me who leaves their winter tires on for too long in the spring.
100%.
Yeah,
100%. Okay. That's also a very funny thing. Oh, you still have your winter tires on, hey? You know what that does
you're
to the tread,
kill
right?
Kill that tread.
Oh man. Also, your fuel efficiency on your vehicle. Oh, it's going to hurt with
in
those
the
winter
toilet.
Tires. I took my winter tires off. See, that's the thing. They just want to brag about how good they are.
Yeah.
When it comes to timing with their tires. Oh yeah, I put it on early and I took it off early.
Good
no,
for you.
You know you're old when, like, you're just super passionate about tires in general. I think we talked about it earlier this week, too, because I bought my tires.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, so proud of them. I don't know why. I'm starting to talk to people about my tires. It's like, man, got this great deal. They still have a 90 rating when it comes to, like, the tire.
I also just love the fact that you always talk about, oh, yeah, I can't wait to get old and blah, blah, blah. Dude, you're there. You are so there. Have you ever discovered a new sleep position and then wondered why on earth you'd been living in your worst sleep life ever leading up to that point?
It happens to me like three times a night. I'm a tosser and a turner when it comes to sleeping. I'm always switching positions. I don't know how people can like just sleep on their back and not move in the night. It's so weird. How do you do that? Like, I get so uncomfortable. I'll be comfortable for about like 30 minutes, like sleeping on my side. Then I get super uncomfortable. So then I switch to the other side and I'm like, why didn't I do this 20 minutes ago? This is amazing. My goodness. And then 30 minutes later, I'm like, oh man, I switched to the other side. Oh man, this side's comfy again.
Because I have always been a stomach sleeper.
Yeah.
On my stomach, head facing to the right. And that's just how it was. That's, I just assumed that's how I needed to sleep. And then it was, I don't know, it was like a couple weeks ago, I thought, you know what, I gotta change things up. I just wasn't feeling comfortable. Switched over to my right side of the body, tucked my hand under the pillow, and I keep one leg perfectly straight, and then I bring the other one like right up to my chest. Oh my God, game changer.
You just realized this now? Like that position? That's the go-to right there.
I said sleeping on my stomach or on my left side was always just what I did. I was like, no, that's how I sleep. And then I tried this and I was like, what have I been doing for the last 40 years of my life?
Not once have you thought, you know what? I'm taking a nap. I'm going to change things up a bit. Spice it up.
No.
No?
Never. And I am one of those people where I'll go to sleep on my left side and wake up flat on my back. Like, just I switch once. That's
it. How can you sleep on your back? I've never been able. Thanks. I've never been able to do that though. I'm always like, I always feel like Dracula just sitting there on my back.
You know what you have to do? You have to lift your hands up and put one of them behind your head, but under your pillow. Game changer.
I don't know about
that.
Trust
me. Don't knock until you tried it.
See, the thing is now, it doesn't matter what sleep position I have because my dog sleeps in my bed. So you don't get to pick what sleep position you have.
No sympathy.
When you have a dog sleeping in your bed. You basically go to bed and you're like, okay, my dog's sleeping this way. I will adjust around the dog because, oh, she looks so cute and so comfy. I don't want to mess up her sleep. So I'll sacrifice my sleep for her. Oh, who's a good girl? Who's a good girl?
I'm going to sound super old, but I have deviated septum issues with my nose.
You're like Lars from the movie Heavyweights. Remember that one? That Ben Stiller classic?
No.
I have a deviated septum. When I sleep, I make a very disturbing noise. Do not worry. I'm fine.
That's basically me.
To the three people that got that reference, you're welcome. I'm feeling skinny, Tony.
Do you want to keep going?
I could. I'm dogging it, Pat. I'm dogging it. Heavyweights. It's a great movie.
I've not seen it.
Oh, you gotta. It's great. Ben Stiller at his finest.
Ben Stiller at his finest in Heavyweights.
Today's lunch is canceled due to lack of hustle. Deal with it. No? God!
Is this the wrestling movie or the dodgeball movie?
It's the Fat Camp movie.
No.
Where all these kids go to Fat Camp and then Ben Stiller, his company, buys the Fat Camp and turns it into like a weight loss kind of camp and all the fat kids are super upset.
Oh my gosh, it sounds horrible.
It's a great movie.
It seems
great.
Like you
it
loved
it.
It
works out in the end. Like every movie in the 80s and 90s, the good guys win in the end, okay? So just relax.
What were we talking about?
Heavyweight quotes?
Yeah, no.
Cover up the food. The flies will be out soon.
Okay, that's
again,
enough.
Again, three people right now are losing their minds in their car right now. Like, it's
one,
good.
One, maybe.
One.
Hey, that one person having a blast.
I'm sure.
What were we talking about?
Sleeping position.
Oh, yeah. I sleep on my side. You sleep on your stomach. All right. Good talk.
Cruise confused lyrics.
Reddit dit dit do.
First one is from Amanda Devinals. I touch myself. And Amanda hears, when I think about you, I church myself. Okay, Amanda.
Oh, that got weird quick.
Not the right lyrics. Much like the title of the song, When I Think About You, I Touch Myself.
This next one is from 9-year-old Andy. Huge fan of the show. We love 9-year-old Andy. Sam Roberts' brother down. Andy hears, everyone's saying they've thrown the Jeep. I'm gonna call lies on that one. Have you seen a Jeep? It's
They're
pretty
heavy.
Big. It's pretty heavy. No way you're throwing a Jeep, okay? The actual lyrics, everyone's saying that it's wrong to cheat. It's also wrong to lie about throwing Jeeps.
Yeah.
Okay?
Come
just
on,
tell the truth.
Sam.
Yeah.
Last one is from Curtis, Guns N' Roses, Paradise City. Curtis here is, take me down to the very nice city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Apparently he's talking about Los Angeles.
That's if rock and roll goes soft. Mm-hmm. It's a very nice city. Very nice.
Everything's great and hunky-dory.
Great transit. Great transit system at
Air
that very
quality's
nice city.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you. Great parks, too. Just a very nice city.
Yeah, that's not the case. The actual lyrics, take me down to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
They have great freeways as well. The traffic really flows nicely. They got a nice nice downtown district too. Lots of local shops.
Right.
Very nice city.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.